The Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse heads to Queensland on Monday for a public hearing into the abuse of 13 girls at a Catholic primary school in Toowoomba. The hearing follows the Royal Commission's harrowing investigation of the Salvation Army. Over the past fortnight, the inquiry has experienced a massive spike in calls, letters and emails. The inquiry's CEO, Jeanette Dine, spoke to Emily Burke about how the Royal Commission's private work with survivors is progressing.
Overall, we've had around 8,500 calls, 4,000 pieces of correspondence, particularly during the last two or three weeks while the Salvation Army hearing was going on. We had around a 35% increase in calls, so we're getting well over 200 calls per week. We've done 1,200 private sessions to date. We're aiming to complete 1,800 private sessions by the end of June. We still have it today around 800 or 900 people who are waiting for private session, and with the rate of people who are calling, we're getting more people every day who are wanting to come and talk to a commissioner at a private session.
When you first began the private sessions, there was a bit of there was not only a backlog, but you were scrambling to try to get all of those calls attended to. How are you travelling now?
We're really pleased that we've been able to catch up, if you like, with the volume, the flood of calls that we received at the start. And our objective has always been that we are able to deal with people immediately or within a day or two of them calling. So that's been a really significant achievement for us, because we don't like to leave people waiting for the more intensive discussion that they have when we call back. The issue for us now is time. If commissioners are going to be in public hearings, then that limits the time that they can sit in private sessions. So finding a balance between the work of commissioners in public hearings, but also making sure that everyone who's called and wants a private session can be heard, is quite a challenging thing to schedule, and really has an impact on how long the commission needs to do its job.
And on that, what's your timeline, what's your deadline looking like? You've got your interim report due in June. How are you tracking?
We've had a good chance now in the past 12 months to really scope out the task and look at what we believe needs to be done to complete our terms of reference. And part of that as well is how many people need to tell their story and how much bearing witness should the Commission be doing. We're on track to deliver an interim report by the end of June, and in that report the Commissioners will set out what they've found so far, and from that the stories and the work that they believe must be done to complete their terms of reference.
Jeanette Dines, the CEO of the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. She was speaking there to Emily Burke.